A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. That very day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus. And they were conversing about all the things that had occurred. And it happened that while they were conversing about... I am so sorry. I have to start over again. A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. That very day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus, and they were conversing about all the things that had occurred. And it happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them. But their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" They stopped, looking downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, said to him in reply, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know of the things that have taken place there in these days?" And he replied to them, "What sort of things?" They said to him, "The things that happened to Jesus the Nazarene, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. How our chief priests and rulers both handed him over to a sentence of death and crucified him. But we were hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel. And besides all this, it is now the third day since this took place. Some women from our group, however, have astounded us. They were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. They came back and reported that they had seen a vision of angels who announced that he was alive. Then some of those with us went to the tomb and found things just as the women had described, but him they did not see. And he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are! How slow of heart to believe all that the prophets spoke. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?' Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. As they approached the village to which they were going, he gave the impression that he was going on farther. But they urged him, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening and the day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them. And it happened that while he was with them at table, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. With that, their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, but he vanished from their sight. Then they said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us?' So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those with whom were saying, 'The Lord has truly been raised and has appeared to Simon.' Then the two recounted what had taken place on the way and how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread." Scripture scholars refer to this passage as exquisite. It is found in Luke's gospel only, and it sparkles, quote unquote, with scenes Luke has been driving home his entire gospel. Themes such as journey, faith as seeing, hospitality, and table fellowship. Let us hold this, quote, exquisite story up to light to glimpse just one facet of the polished cut of hospitality. Faith is seen in Luke. Here, the disciples' eyes begin to be opened as Christ interprets all of what pertains to him in the scripture. Their faith still blurry, eyes not fully able to see, as he seems to be walking away from him, they invite this stranger to stay with them. They intuit that the best way forward to deeper understanding of this light which is attracting them, this light that penetrating misperception, wrong judgment, and the primacy of my thinking over another's, this light of truth beginning to illumine the next step, the way forward, is somehow present in and connected to the stranger. Here, Luke once again brings home that disciples who entertain the stranger will have their eyes opened. They will see with faith. Jesus, who at his last meal said he would not share food with the disciples until God's kingdom had come, now shares food with them. Therefore, as he breaks the bread at this table in Emmaus, Jesus declares God's reign has come. Now, with eyes wide open, these disciples see truth in the light shafts of the cross, of being found forgiven, of welcoming the stranger, and sharing what little they have with another who was also on the journey and hungry. They stop running from Jerusalem. And as they begin to see, they make haste to return to Jerusalem. And us, will we return? Or shall we choose to keep walking away, insisting this is not working out as we had thought? The cross, Gethsemane, being wrongly condemned, this can't be it. Must we insist? Today, it is ours to choose to stop insisting and begin listening to the stranger, the prisoner, the condemned, the ones who contradict our outline of how the reign of God is to come and be present. Then, as we sit with them and share a meal, we too will know shafts of light and the end of a blurry vision of faith. And then, with hearts burning within us, we shall see that the reign of God is here, this very moment.